Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat and Felice Diana joining me here today. This is A Time of Healing Radio. And at least for a little while, I get to share this energy with Felice as we talk about sacred fusion energy, healing body, mind, heart, and soul today. And, you know, for many of us, this is the place that we step into. Sometimes we know what we're moving towards. Sometimes we know what we're moving away from. But most of the times, we may not know, or we may not know how the interconnectedness of body, mind, heart, and soul work. Today, you're going to take this journey with Felice as this is a discovery to the path of finding peace. It's discovery to the path of healing. It's how to get in touch with the deep purpose within. Today, you're going to hear stories and tools that are needed to enhance and enrich your life. How to ignite that sacred fusion power. Felice, great to have you here. So today, we're talking about the sacred fusion energy. It's healing body, mind, heart, and soul. Those four things we hear a lot about, but I think sometimes we don't know enough about them.
Right. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's a lovely morning here in Arizona. I don't know what it's like in Seattle. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the spiritual compartments of our body and the way our body is made up. It is three compartments. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding between the soul and the spirit. And so the way I have found and learned it to be is that our body is our outer compartment, and this houses the soul and the spirit. The soul is the compartment that houses the will, the intellect, our emotions, desires, intuition, conscience, decision-making, our thoughts. And then we have the spirit. The spirit is that fragment, spark that has been given to all of us by God. It's our light. And the spirit is the real you, the authentic you. The soul is where we wrestle with who we are and whether we and our decision making of our life's journey. And every day when we make decisions, those decisions will either lead us closer to our spiritual self or further away from our spiritual self. So I think people who come for spiritual healing have reached a point in their lives where they have shifted somewhat consciousness. Their consciousness has shifted a little. And unless they're just the type that just want to try something new, mm-hmm. and I don't think most of them are, they've decided that there's more to this than what they know, and they want to try it out and also give up a little bit of their own ego to divine order. Because when you come for spiritual healing, that is the whole thing. You have to really be surrendering to divine order.
So when we talk about these components, and they're almost as if they're universal, aren't they?
Yes.
You know, where we're when we hear things like body, mind, spirit, body, mind, soul, heart, there's this all of a sudden whether it's exact knowing, so to speak, mm-hmm. but there's this sense of knowing, right?
Yes.
That when we look at these components and we say them together, there's this almost like there's this complete of wholeness. But yes. I don't know that we fully understand the role that each plays.
Right. We don't. So the body, of course, we have to honor it because this is the temple that houses our soul and our spirit. So in order to achieve wholeness, we have to keep that healthy, because otherwise, if it becomes sick and we're not going to necessarily achieve our wholeness in that lifetime. Now, yes, we might come back, but it's nice if you can get further along the road. So the temple, we have to honor the temple in all kinds of ways. As we know, we're all energy. Everything's energy. So basically energy, well, sacred fusion energy and spiritual energy is the thing that really does the true healing, because healing in itself is quite miraculous. Because even when you go for a surgery, say, and the surgeon does his job, he does his job, but he really still can't guarantee you the result of that job, because what he doesn't know is how you're going to heal. So the purer your energy, the easier and I would say a much better healing you receive. You get a better mm-hmm. healing. And so this is why you see people have the same kind of things happening to them. They have surgeries. One will be fine and the other maybe not so fine. So it is all about energy. And the true healing can only happen when the soul is truly healed. That's when you have the sense of wholeness. Mm. And yes, sorry.
Well, no, but you know, as we are in the physical world, we get signs from the body and the mind. You know, we get, I don't know if they're signs, but we get senses of things, right?
Yes.
We get senses of our woundedness. We get senses of our magnificent. We have a sense of these things. And sometimes if we talk about the heart, the sense of it comes through our emotional body. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, this is not just the physical side of things, but the emotional side of things. And sometimes, you know, we have problems that have really developed, usually in childhood, where we've not had real control over the situation in any way. But it is, as an adult, our responsibility to heal it. Because we can't keep blaming the past. We know it is. And yes, that might have been the cause of it, but we have to be the ones to heal it.
So let me ask you this question. As we take a look at these components, from your perspective, you know, what are they and what role do they play?
So the body is precisely that. It's the outer component that houses the spirit and the soul. The soul is where all the wrestling is done of and working out of what we're going to do in life, what we're going to do with this problem, how we're going to sort out this problem. Our conscience is in there. So when our conscience is playing its correct role, is this the right thing to do? Is this the wrong thing to do? Am I going to cause terrific pain to others by doing this? If I do have to cause them pain, is there a way that I can do this, a much more ethical way, a much more compassionate way of doing it? And then, of course, we have the spirit. Now, the spirit is the God spark. So there's nothing wrong with the God spark at all. But the God spark, your soul and your body, your soul has to be in alignment with your God spark for your God spark to really come into your consciousness. because it's different levels of consciousness. If we're only aware of the body, then we're just going to do what we want when we want, so not, and just go with really impulses. You know, we might be, oh, I feel like this or I feel like that, and just do it. But if we're aware that we are a soul and we have all these different things going on inside of us, and therefore we have to work this thing out, and our conscience is working correctly, then we are going to wrestle with a lot of things in our life in the soul. And when that is balanced, we will connect to our spirit.
Mm. You know, today what we're doing is we're looking at, and for those of you just tuning in, this is a Time of Healing Radio, Felice Deanna and me, Dr. Pat. This is about igniting your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you. You know, Felice today is taking us on a journey. How do we move towards or away, you know, from our God-given spirit by the choices we make? It is our choices that either raise or lower our vibration. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the relationship between parties in the process of healing, the relationship between the client, the relationship between the healer, what is necessary to heal, and what is it that goes on at the subconscious divine realm. And so we're going to take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the beautiful tenets of healing and what Felice Deanna does in sacred fusion energy healing.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so very much. Felice Deanna is in the house at Time of Healing Radio, Sacred Fusion Energy, Healing Body, Mind, Heart, and Soul. you know, we're talking about healing. You know, what is the essence of it? What does it mean? How does it show up? And then why is it sometimes, you know, we look at other aspects of other things? And so today we're taking a journey down into the spiritual components of a person. What are they? How do we use them? And it brings us to the point of getting at the place where we seek help, seek guidance, you know, seek the freedom to heal. Felice, before we talk about the relationships here between client and healer, how can people find out more about you?
Okay, so they can come to my website, A Time of Healing. They can go on my Facebook page, which is also called A Time of Healing. My telephone number is 520-576-3942. And right now, throughout to the end of August, I have a special on that is 50% off your first session.
Awesome. Tell us about that again.
The special is that you will get 50% off your first session from now until the end of August. It's a summer special.
So this brings us to the conversation about how we build empowering relationships between the client and the healer, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Very, very important, really. So the client, really one of the biggest things a client has to bring to the session is honesty. Because if you lie to yourself about what's going on with you, you cannot heal. So it's no good trying to convince yourself when you know in your heart something is not working, to try and convince yourself with as many reasons as you can why it has got a chance at working. When your heart tells you this is not it, and this happens a lot with people who are in love relationships and it's causing them terrible stress, and they try to talk themselves in to believing that this is it, this is the one, and this is going to work, when all the signs are showing them it's not. If you're not honest with yourself, you can't heal from it. You also have to come with an openness and a willingness to know that you, when you come to spiritual healing, that you are choosing divine will. So this might not happen in your timing. Yes, you will come out of the healing session with something. You will feel better. You might feel a lot better, but there's most likely much more work to be done. And you have to resign yourself to doing that work. You have to be willing to do that work and determined to do that work and to feel sometimes the pain of that work. Because, you know, just like we were saying, Dr. Pat, when everything's good, we don't think about anything. We don't think about healing because life is good. But all healing, big healings, are done with pain, because it's the pain that causes to grow. Now, the healer has to be very balanced in their masculine and feminine energy. Now, I know we can't see that energy, but the healer has to be very authentic, has to be very present for you, has to have a great deal of integrity, has to have no doubt in the power of the Creator, and or God, Jesus, whatever you call it, spirit, but there has to be no doubt. Because when there's no doubt, there's a very, very strong connection. And mm-hmm. then the healer has to, from my perspective, I'm an empath. So when people come to me, they will say to me, well, I just want the energy healing. And I say, yes, I'm not going to necessarily coach you, but we are going to talk. Because when I want to speak to you, I want to feel your energy because I'm an empath. So I'm going to feel it. And I'm going to step into that space with you as a trusted, safe friend. And you're going to experience that because as you feel me stepping in with you, you're going to be invited to open up. You're going to feel something that will help you to relax and to know you're safe and you can speak your truth. Because only by speaking the truth will you really heal.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we take a look at our lives and we think about what is necessary to heal, you know, the question really comes to the place of what's required in mutual exchange and relationship between client and healer. You know, what have you discovered about this?
Well, for me, I know who I am. I know I would not be offering this if I had doubt, because you can't be fully present with doubt. Your connection to the healing energy is not as strong if there's doubt. So intention is very important. Integrity is absolutely important. And you have to be in a place of calmness, peace, and know yourself. You have to know yourself. It's very important to know yourself because I'm not really exchanging my energy. I have to separate my energy and allow divine energy to flow through me because I'm a human being. Now, I am in alignment with my spirit's purpose. So I've done the work. I mean, I've done the work all my life. I mean, this was given to me as a gift, but believe me, in my life, I've done a lot of work and I've gone through a lot of pain myself. So I'm an empath. I can feel your pain, even though I may not have gone through your exact experience, but I can feel it. And so for me, I've found that people will tell me that they feel safe to open up. And I can see that they've never had that before. They've never felt the safety of what it's like to be with a person of great integrity who is very present for them. And so basically I'm holding that sacred space and my energy is strong enough because of my own journey that I've traveled to hold the space for them and to stay calm for them and to understand that this is, if it's an emotional thing, it is purely that emotion, because I do have people who come who suffer from, say, panic attacks, and really it's purely old emotion that suddenly will get triggered by something, but they're absolutely overwhelmed by that feeling and are in fear of it. And they have to learn that when it happens and when they feel it, I had a girl come in and she literally couldn't breathe properly.
Wow.
Because she was in such a state of panic. Now, I understand panic attacks very well.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And so I could sit with her and I could do the work and talk to her while I'm doing the work, allowing her to go into the panic and not be afraid of it, because it's purely emotion that's in motion. And it's just emotion. And we don't have to be afraid of it. It's not going to kill us. We have to face it head on, go into it, feel what this cause of panic is about, feel it, experience it, cry about it, scream about it, be angry at it, integrate it, let it go. Once it's integrated and we understand it, once we've entered into that panic, we're not so panicked again. When it happens again, because it's not going to disappear 111 in one session necessarily, but it will for the time being, it will subside, but it might raise its head again. And so, but once you've gone into it once, you're not so afraid of it the second time. And once you're not afraid of it, the panic attacks will go.
Well, panic attacks is nothing quite like them.
Right. I mean,
it's hard to even describe, don't you think?
Right. Oh, terrible.
I mean, they're almost like an out-of-body experience.
Oh, yeah. They're shocking.
Right.
Yes.
And do you find, and let's talk about this, because, you know, folks say, I hear this a lot, and I know you do too. And one of the things I hear a lot is, okay, well, just do something. But, you know, Felice, come on. If you're in the middle of a panic attack, the idea of doing something,
right,
the farthest thing from your capability.
Yeah, you can't. You just mm-hmm. can't. And I know this, Dr. Pat, because many, many years ago, I had panic attacks. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know there were panic attacks. But then I found out that there were panic attacks. And I did a lot of work. And I think my life's journey, I've done so much work that this is why I can feel the pain. I understand it very, very well because I've been there, done that. And I was taught, and it works, that don't fear it. And you have to do it with somebody at first because it's not easy to do on your own at first, as you just said. I mean, I literally couldn't go out the house. I mean, and I remember the woman I was working with, she said to me, you get out there. She said, I don't care if you're quaking in your boots. You stay on the phone to me and we're going to walk it through. And you know what? I did it. You sometimes have to go through the pain, have to go through the fear to get on the other side of it.
Well, let me ask you this question when we come back. What are, in your opinion, the key elements, almost secrets? I like the word secret.
Okay.
What is it that opens the door for healing for some and doesn't for others? Sacred fusion energy. This is what Felice Diana does. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Please write this date down. Friday, April 26th from 3 to 7 p.m., the grand opening of Holistique IV Lounge, brought to you by Dr. Darvish and the team. Join us for an afternoon of celebration, special guests, raffle baskets. And by the way, your B12 shot or maybe your acupuncture treatment, maybe some reflexology, call 425-451-0404 and RSVP.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Felice, before we really step into the realm of looking at, for us, looking at what it means to have that divine intervention or divine order, tell us a little bit about the healing work that you do and how people can find out more about you.
Okay, so I offer a spiritual healing called Sacred Fusion Energy Healing. If you've listened to the show, or if this is the first time tuning in for people, it's where I received this gift in a number of divine experiences. And you can find me on A Time of Healing. You can go to my website, atimeofhealing.com. You can find me on my Facebook page, A Time of Healing. My telephone number is 520-576-3942. And from now until the end of August, I have a special that is 50% off your first session.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. You know, we've really started to look at today, you know, sacred fusion energy healing, the body, mind, heart, and soul. And, you know, as we look at what's necessary to heal and necessary from both the client perspective and the healing perspective, you know, we then move into a realm which is talked about in many, many different venues, but it's talked about in the same way. It's referred to as choosing divine order, choosing divine intervention, choosing divine energy acceptance. There's so many different ways of talking about it, but it kind of has a universal sense or universal translation. From your perspective in sacred fusion healing and sacred fusion energy, what is divine order and what role does it play in the healing process?
Well, it plays a very big role in the healing process. It is the healer in the process. I mean, I'm just the vessel that can channel this energy in, but in order for you to benefit and really heal from it, you have to be very committed to it. You have to really be very open to it. You have to truly want it. And you also have to accept the order in which the healing is showing up. So what I hear when people come, they may have a problem, but they want instant healing. Now, the first session, usually, if it's just a small thing, you may get absolute healing on the first session, because if it's a physical thing where, you know, you've hurt yourself, you've done something to yourself, you've got pain in your back, you're going to feel a lot, but are you going to hold on to it? That's the thing. You might feel good for a while and then maybe it might return. We don't know. But if it's for something much deeper that's gone on for years, that most likely started years and years before, the first session is usually a session where you will receive. And in that session, it's almost showing you that the Holy Spirit is present for you. Now, are you committed to take this further? Are you committed to do this work? Because it is going to be work. Because what I find is a lot of people will say, you know, they come out the first session, oh gosh, what a blessing this is. I feel so much better. But they've got a name in their mind, and it might be, especially when it comes to relationships, they've got a name in their mind that this relationship needs to be a certain way. So they come for the first session and they're expecting now this is all going to turn around. Now, first of all, you're healing yourself. You're not healing the other person that's involved in this. So they've got their own free will. But you've got to, you can't have that when you do spiritual healing. You've got to take it as it comes up for you. Because remember, we're dealing with the divine here, and the divine knows better than you. And so it's healing you layer upon layer upon layer. So it might go to a layer that you've never even thought about or felt about. And it's going to heal that first. So you may not get what you want exactly from one session. You may have to return, just like when you're sick. I mean, the doctor doesn't necessarily heal you in one session. And in fact, in a lot of cases, he's band-aiding it all the time. Not that doctors do wonderful work, and I don't knock doctors, but this is a different kind of healing, because this is much, much deeper. This is your soul that's being healed here. The spiritual side of you is got to become in alignment. Your soul has to become in alignment with that spiritual side. That's where you'll find your wholeness. That's where you'll find your peace. So
yeah, because what we're talking about is, we're not talking about one of, well, let's talk about the manifestations of us, right? So the manifestation in the physical body, in our earth skin, is us in our earth skin.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that's our body. That's the thing we talk about. That's the thing that sometimes what happens is, when all of the other aspects of wounding are going on and we can't see it, or we can't recognize it, or we can't feel it, right? What happens then with that is, it might show up for some in the physical manifestation of a body that starts to break down.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And because of that, when we look at that and we think about how that shows up, we can only recognize the physical nature of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so after that, of course, even if you heal the physical body, right, it's still, we still may not be done. Because right. We're not addressing the soul. And even when it shows up at an emotional level.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So here we are. And part of that is looking at ourselves and saying, I still don't feel whole. I still don't feel. Because now we're talking about the next level of healing needed.
Yes, because for most people, even if their life is wonderful and they have wonderful jobs, they have wonderful relationships, for most of them, there's still this little bit of dissatisfaction that they continually feel. And it doesn't matter how wonderful life is, there's always something more, there's a little bit missing. And the thing that's missing usually is this spiritual aspect that has not been worked on. And they can't fill it. I mean, they'll fill it with material things, they'll fill it with activities, they'll try to fill it, they can't fill it, because it needs healing. It cannot be filled.
Wow. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the nature of healing. Why is it that people energetically can heal one another, even if they are not in close proximity to themselves, to each other? We're going to talk about distance healing. We're going to talk about how it's so ancient, and yet in today's world, it's being used worldwide. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Felice Deanna, everyone, and I'm Dr. Pat.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Felice, we're going to talk about distance healing right now. But before we do, can you please, again, let folks know how they can find out more about you?
Yes, you can come to my website, atimeofhealing.com, my Facebook page, A Time of Healing. You can email me. There's a contact form on my website. You can call me at 520-576-3942. And I just want to tell you that I do have a special right now that's going to run through the end of August, which is 50% off your first session.
Thank you. Thank you. And please tell folks your website again.
Atimeofhealing.com.
Awesome. Okay. Distance healing. It's been called distance healing. It's been called many things over time and over the years. But one of the things we know is whatever we call it, what it is energy connecting with energy for a common purpose.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that today's show, we're talking about healing. So
yes.
What is your experience with distance healing and how is it, how do you use it in sacred fusion energy healing?
Well, for me, distance healing, I've had very good results with people. People have got very good results from distance healing. So as we know, energy, the energy in the universe is constant and it's a closed circuit system. You can't create energy. You can only transfer it or transform it. So in the spiritual realm, we're all one. in the physical realm, we're all separate, but actually in the physical realm, it's all one. So when we do spiritual healing, we're going into that spiritual realm. And it takes a lot of focus, but with intention and focus, I can link with the client's energy,
mm-hmm.
and I can send the healing energy to them. I usually have their address. What's good is a photo. I like to get a photo of them, or at least see them on the internet, so that I visually, because visualization plays a role in this. So I like to visualize them, so I know who I'm sending the energy to. I can actually, in my sacred space, I can actually see them. I visualize them. I can put my hands around them and go to the areas where I'm spiritually guided and where my intuition tells me I need to go. And that sometimes people will feel it. They'll actually feel my presence. Or they'll feel the energy in the area where I'm working, and they will receive the healing. And because it's so focused, it's a very powerful way of healing, of doing spiritual healing.
So from this perspective, what is the experience of it?
It's actually really, for me, it's a very, very emotional and beautiful experience, because it is part of a oneness. You know, we're all the same. We're all from the same source. And I'm just healing my fellow spirit, my fellow soul. And in that place, in that spiritual place, there is only love. That's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very beautiful experience.
Yeah. What are your clients' experience?
Some of them can't believe it. I had one woman, very skeptical actually, from California, and she's a very much if you can't touch it, you can't smell it, you know, you can't see it, it doesn't exist. But she had very, very severe pains, and it was really stopping her doing a lot of things. I mean, she couldn't walk very far. She had to sit down all the time. She, in the morning when she got out of bed, it took her a long time to get going. And so she called, she wanted to try it. She was desperate, really. And so I said to her, okay, we're going to do distant healing, of course, because she's in California. And she sent me a photograph of herself. I went into the sacred space, and I told her that, I would call her when I was going to begin the session. We arranged a time. I told her, you know, how to put herself to sit calmly in a chair, or, you know, she said, would it be okay if she did a jigsaw puzzle? And I said, yes. And I said, I would call her when I had finished. So I did. And so we began the session. I linked beautifully with her, and I was smiling at her, and she was smiling me in this sacred space as I did the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually talking to her energy as well. As I laid my hands out, I would talk to it, love the energy. And I called her when I'd finished, and she said, okay, well, let me get up because I've been sat down. I need to get up. She got up. She said to me, not a twinge. She said, but that's not the test, because she was really skeptical. She said, I'll call you tomorrow morning when I've slept all night in bed. Okay. She called me in the morning. She said, I can't believe it. I don't have a twinge. She said, but that's not the test. I'm going out today with my friend and we go to shopping. We go in. She said, I'm going down to Costa Mesa to the mall. And she said, I normally have to sit down every 10, 15 minutes because I can't walk further. She said, so let me see what happens today. I'll call you later this evening. I said, okay. Not a twinge. She said she walked and walked, not a pain, nothing. Now, she didn't come back for a second session until months later. You see, she left it because she wasn't really, truly 100% involved in it. She was taking from it what she got. But I said to her, you know, you realize you've received a miracle here. And that was very hard for her really to accept verbally, so to speak.
Yeah.
So she, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She was doubting it. It was like, well, I don't really know how this happened. But she did come back and I gave several months later and I gave her more. And of course, the pain went away again. But then she didn't come back again. Now, is she totally healed? I don't really know about that because I've not heard from her. But my guess is that because it came back somewhat, not as bad, but it took about 6 months, that doubt came in because there's an expectation. I mean, but you know what the divine wants is your commitment. It wants your love as much as it's giving it its love.
Yeah.
You see, and that's what it's wanting. It's wanting you to return to your purest form. And so this is the problem for that we find in today's world with spiritual healing is that it's hard to get the people 100% committed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, Felice, part of this too is, you know, bringing the message out to educate people,
yes.
You know, but also to really instill the notion that there is hope
yes.
to heal.
Yes, to heal. Absolutely.
And I think that's really the world we're living in today, you know,
yes.
with that possibility. Thank
yes.
you for this. One last question. Again, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with? And thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you very much. So I think in order to find happiness, in order to find it, and you're not going to find it instantaneously, you have to let go of what you know you cannot change.
Mm. Felice Deanna, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. And remember today, what we talked about is encompassing the whole you, the healing you, the sacredly fused energy of you. Thanks to Felice Deanna, Time
Thank
of Healing
so
Radio.
Much.
All right, everybody, stay tuned for another hour on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Deanna, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Deanna, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.